Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research, which is conducting a public opinion survey about Maryland politics. We would like to include a response to the study. Give you some time.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time. Now, are you registered a voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, ma'am. Again, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or?
Strongly.
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 Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. And overall, do you think things in the county are moving on the right direction or moving on the wrong direction, to the best of your knowledge in general?
Basically in the right direction, yes.
Right direction, thank you. And if the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
And for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I'm sorry, who's that third person?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent.
From what state?
Well, that's all I had reading. And in order to influence your opinion, I believe it's the state of Maryland because this is for the politics in Maryland.
Okay, understood. So in that particular case, it has to be Joe Biden because I don't know about the other one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at the southern border?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Strongly. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, the transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Now, will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
That's a hard question to answer because I know you're looking for a yes or a no.
No. Your options are strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed. That's your options. If you can, for the sake of a research.
I'm going to have to say somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
And which of the following, in your opinion, personally, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Now, the first one is maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. And the second one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains.
I have to go with the second one, mass transit. Yes.
Thank you. And currently in Maryland, it is only one... currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Now, do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree that it should be.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in death? Strongly support, or somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly support.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes? What's your opinion?
too much.
Thank you. Now, pregnancy research centers are places that do not perform abortion, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers? Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
So let me get this straight. This is people who assist those who have had babies, who are pregnant and have had babies.
Exactly. Let me read it once again. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Pregnancy resource centers are places do not perform abortions, but instead offered assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers? Somewhat opposed, somewhat favored?
I'm kind of neutral on that one. I'm kind of neutral.
Yeah, I understand. But two middle ones are somewhat favored and somewhat opposed. What should I report? And if you have no opinion, we can...
Let's do somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Thank you.
Somewhat.
Okay, I appreciate your patience. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Now, do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I strongly approve of that one.
Strongly favor that? Okay.
Yes, strongly favor.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for a free health care for people who enter in this country illegally?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor.
Wait a minute. Give me my choices again.
Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, strongly favor, or strongly opposed?
Put somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you.
Yes.
How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly? Occasionally? Only when a jackpot is big or never?
Only when a jackpot is big.
Billions of dollars. Now, it would be a big... Now, how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not too much of a problem or not a problem at all?
Big problem.
Big problem.
Big problem, yes.
Thank you. And it is a way to increase the state revenue. Now, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? You strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm going to say somewhat support. Somewhat.
Thank you. Somewhat support that. Now, should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank accounts access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
As an educator, let me think about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure talking to you, believe me. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid and dying to get prescription medication they may pass peacefully under sleep? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
And if you have an incurable terminal illness, you still have a sound mind and less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, will you want the option of a medical aid and dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? The first one, abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. And abortion should be illegal in all cases. What's your opinion?
Because of those options, I'm going to have to say it has to be legal in all cases.
Legal
in all cases. Those are the only options, yes.
Understood. Moving on. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. Now, this includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Now, do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. It's just
I understand. It's a question.
We're almost done, man. Okay, I appreciate your patience. Now, Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages on tips. Now, the question is, do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with the tip.
Absolutely, yes.
Favor?
Yes, strongly, yes.
And the last few questions, I just for statistical purpose only, and will assist us greatly in analyzing all your responses so we can finish. And which of the following age groups do you fall, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you.
Is that the one you gave? Yes.
Exactly. And which party are you registered to? Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Democrat.
And if the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for who would you vote for the U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Olsen Brooks and David Trump?
Who? That's a good one. I'm leaning towards, at this point right now, David Trump.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And you're probably going to have to do more research on that, but I appreciate you taking
the time. No, not really. At this point right now, I'm leaning towards David Trump.
Okay. I'm going to read you the profile of the two Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate. Now, candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., represented Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and provided opportunity. And candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently a county executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the election were held today, for who would you vote, candidate A or candidate B?
Candidate A.
Thank you. Moving on. And what is your race? Why African-American?
African-American.
Okay. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, a Baptist, Catholic, a Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Catholic.
Thank you. And, sorry. Okay, here we go. I appreciate, ma'am, you taking the time to help me once again. This concludes the survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for the survey. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.